Let us now open God's Word, our Bibles. And the first reading is Isaiah 40, the verses 9 through 11. It's a well-known chapter on the comfort that God's people receive. And to God's people, as already indicated, and we will emphasize it further as well, and to God's people belong also the little ones, the children. And it's always a great joy when we see the congregation gathered together, and that we are not only here with the adults, but also that the little ones also in the church. And they will also hear this morning from the sermon that the Lord calls them as well, special children. So very often, maybe the children think it is all for adults, and this time they will also be addressed. And so I already said in the consistory, that doesn't mean now that the elders can close their ears. We all should focus on the great blessing that we young and old as children belong to God's people. So let us first read Isaiah 40, verse 9 through 11. Let us listen to God's word. O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up to the high mountain, O Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God has come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. Now let's return to the New Testament. Of course, in the New Testament you have several passages that also refer to the little ones. A very well-known parable is, of course, the Good Shepherd in John 10. This time we will read Mark, from Mark chapter 9, verse 33 through 37, and then we turn to chapter 10. And this shows that during his busy teaching and instructing and talking to people, also then little children are brought to him, and he has to give them his attention. First Mark 9, verse 33, where we read, then he came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, the disciples, they were discussing matters and so on before that when they were on the way, and then he asked them, what was it, you disciples among yourselves on the road? But you disputed. But they kept silent. For on the road they had disputed among themselves who would be the greatest. And he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, if anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. And then he took a little child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said to them, whoever receives one of these little children in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me. Now we turn to Mark 10. And we read there verse 10 through 22, and we especially focus then on the passage that parents bring their little children to the Lord. And we read this in the context of Christ's busyness with the people, the disciples, and with him. The crowds. He started with verse 10. In the house, his disciples also asked him again about the same matter, about marriage and divorce. So he said to them, whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if a woman divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. And then they brought little children to him, that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. Now, as he was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother." And he answered and said to him, "Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth." Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me." But he was sad at this word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Thus far the reading of God's word. After the sermon, we will sing also the well-known song, well-known to children as well, "I Love the Lord." That's Psalm 116, verses 1 and 10 is the Amen song. Beloved congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, and in particularly the little ones, the children of the congregation, we also listen to the word and the promises and the care of the Lord. Most importantly, we all have to know, children, that the Lord Jesus is a great gift to all of us. A gift in our life, a life that is broken because of sin. We need the Lord Jesus because also of our wrongdoings, of what we also do against our parents, what we do against one another. I guess also very often you are nice and play very well, but another time, and you fight with one another, you do wrong things, and you lie. So we all, your parents, adults, but also you children, you need the Lord your God. He is the love gift to all. And we go to him in order that we are saved, that we get forgiveness, and also that he then continued to love us. As already indicated, then the question is, did the Lord Jesus concern himself only with adults? Well, a consistent answer in God's word, and we already have heard that this morning as well, no, certainly not. the little ones, the lambs of the flock, you as the little ones are fully involved, included in the Lord's blessings. God's love and care are given to everyone here, whether you are old, middle-aged, and also especially when you are young, the little ones and the youth. God's love and care is given to all of us. And he does not forget the flock, the little ones in his flock. And so we should not forget them either. He takes all of us into his arms and he carries us close to his heart. We all may receive and we may taste, we may savor the Lord's love. Isaiah 40 forms the background, beloved, of Mark 10. And so we will further look at it with this theme: little children fully belong to the Lord Jesus. They are indeed part, even an important part, of his flock. And we see then that the Lord Jesus receives them in his arms. He gives the little ones his blessing. And he gives even the little one, the children, an important place. So then, first, the Lord received the little children in his arms. Loved ones, the children, when the event of Mark 10 took place, the Lord had ministered to the Jews for almost 3 years. The people looked at him as a sort of an itinerant prophet, teacher, and preacher. And he seemed to have great powers, something what no one else ever had done before. He did in an instant. Also, children know what the Lord Jesus did, has done. Suddenly, he could change water into wine. He opened the eyes of the blind. People couldn't walk, they were lame. He spoke, and they could walk. He even gave life back to the dead. And so people flocked around him because he evoked great expectations. And one of his favorite topics was the coming of God's glorious and blessed kingdom. However, on the one point of how people would enter his glorious kingdom, how would they be part of his glorious kingdom, people didn't get him. For he urged them to give up their own perspectives on life, even to give up their own life and riches, as we read about that young rich ruler. And so, well, he couldn't do it. Who would do that? Give up their whole life? So you could say the Lord put their lives totally upside down. And they were not comfortable with that. The leaders, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, were not at ease with him either. The Lord accused him of being self-willed, self-righteous. He even called the leaders hypocrites. Yet the rulers could not ignore Jesus because of all the public attention that the Lord Jesus received. So the common people and the leaders had their questions. They had their opinions. and that they had their misgivings. Even worse, they often disapproved about what the Lord Jesus did. So they show the evidence of the main problem with man, and that is man. Let's face it, deep down, it is very often in ourselves too. Man wants to have a good life on his own terms and not on God's terms. Isn't that true? Also, when we grow up, young people, don't emphasize too much your obligations. So people continued to question the Lord Jesus. And even the disciples, his own followers, continuously disputed and discussed matters. As we just also read, who is now the greatest in the kingdom of God? And then the Lord takes a child, become like one of these. And so even then, in his busy engagements with the crowds, children were brought to them. Young children. The words used in the text show that they were infants, babies, and toddlers. The other gospels say that the mothers brought them. Mark, though, uses masculine words, and that implies that fathers also were involved. So it's safe to say that parents wanted their little ones to be partakers of the blessed life Jesus was preaching and teaching about. And the parents somehow, they must have taken the Lord Jesus as a true prophet, as a teacher sent by God. And so they come to the disciples, they come to the apostles, and they ask them, please, can you bring our children to Jesus that he may touch them? That is, that he may lay his hands on the children and to bless them, to pray them, to pray for them. But then we read, the disciples didn't allow the children to go to the Lord Jesus. The words in the text indicate that the disciples did it in a very rash manner. Something like, what do you think, parents? Oh no, the Lord wouldn't have any time for little children. Don't count on that. Loved ones, we can understand the disciples' reaction, can we? Think of this. The Lord has his hands full. The Lord Jesus has his hand tied by adults, grown-up people. They bother Jesus with annoying statements and questions. And in the disciples' eyes, it will be very tiresome then for the Lord to be involved with little children. And so the disciples, they shielded the Lord from further disturbance. Therefore, the disciples denied access to the Lord. In a way, such care for the Lord can be appreciated. Like it happened before, like it happened with the care Martha gave the Lord in much service. You find that in Luke 10. So in itself, the Lord needed her care. And the Lord also needed the loving care of his disciples. Nevertheless, what's the needed one thing first and foremost? The origin of our love and care shouldn't be good intentions, beloved. But it should stem it shouldn't stem from man's feelings or emotions or one's own thinking. So what should it be? Loved ones, if zealous care is not rooted in Christ's teaching, if it is not in agreement with God's will, then one's action and passions are misguided. Then one is standing the Lord in the way. So here the important thing is, does the Lord concern himself only with adults, with grown-up people? So to whom are the promises of salvation addressed? And well, the disciples should know that very well. They're God's children. They carried the sign of circumcision. And through that covenant sign, also the Lord showed that his promises are for all of his people, children included. It was already announced at the beginning of God's covenant to Abraham. Not only to Abraham and his seed, but also indeed to his children included. So the sign, as it is now baptism, the sign of the covenant loud and clear shows that God's word and promises are not only for adults, but also for children. Indeed, the little ones have access to the Lord and his salvation. Let's beware, congregation. We so easily can become an obstacle for people on the way to Christ's blessings and salvation. And this can happen if we speak too much our own words, if we follow our own gut feelings, so to speak, or if we are driven by our own zeal, though it often well meant. But you know what? Even our crooked approaches can't stay in the way of the Lord's ongoing work. For what happened? The Lord is and always remains alert. After all, he is a shepherd, and he is the good shepherd. When he saw the insensitivity of his disciples, the Lord was greatly displeased, we agreed. He approached the disciples and said, "Out of the way, you big ones, and make way for the little ones, the children." For God's covenant redeeming love is a gift to you. Brothers and sisters, fathers, mothers, but the children are included. Therefore, the Lord says, it's a beautiful, beautiful word in the gospel. Let the little children come to me. Do not forbid them, for to such is the kingdom of God. So, loved ones, observe how the Lord speaks covenant language at this occasion. I said before, throughout the Old and New Testament, the little ones are included in God's care, in his covenant love. And that's why, by God's word and spirit, at this very moment, the truth also of Exodus 34 rings through this church building once again, also that the Lord is a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love to all of us, to parents, to adults, and you children, to you too. No one is accepted by God's care and love. According to that word, the Lord Jesus made the disciples step aside. And as the good shepherd, Jesus welcomed the lambs, the little ones, to him. they belong to him, to his flock. And he took them, we read, in his arms. More, he took them close to his heart. He welcomed them with warm, loving kindness. And so you children here in church, through his word, you should be sure, little ones, the Lord is doing the same to you. He speaks to you time and again also when you are in church. Jesus loves you. He calls you to come to him, just like he did in that story from Mark 10. Because, children, you are special, special to the Lord. So never forget that you belong then to the Lord. Because you belong to your parents, you belong to Christ's church, to his flock. And that the good shepherd, Jesus, loves you, cares for you. Even though you don't understand much what goes on always, never forget, you are dear to the Lord Jesus Christ. Be sure. He is with you in all ways. He loves you, blesses you. So that means also that you come to him. Come to church. Listen to the Bible readings also at home. And then you get to know more and more and assured. And you say to yourself, I am loved by the Lord Jesus Christ. And you are happy with that. They were brought to the Lord, and then the Lord gives them his blessing. A congregation, before the Lord would have given the children his blessing, he would have spoken a few simple words to them. That's who the Lord Jesus is. He speaks. The Lord also, the Lord Jesus, loved to tell stories. He calms people. He calms the little ones, you know, as well, to be kind to them. Also to the children in our text. For the way the text is written makes clear that those children one by one came to the Lord, that he took the children on his lap, so to speak. Doing that, Jesus made clear that the little ones could be at ease. They could trust him. And something like this, Jesus would have said, so now listen, children, the Lord Jesus would have said to them, indeed, I make you happy. I give you all that you need. And indeed, as already indicated, I take away all your wrongs, your naughty things away. And no one ever will grab you away from me. You understand, no one has ever spoken to the children in such a warm way. They truly experience Jesus loves us. Jesus loves me. No doubt the eyes of those children would have expressed something. They would have shown great excitement, don't you think? And indeed, on the lap of the Lord Jesus, they felt very comfortable. They were at peace. Congregation, what would those little ones not do? If you read the context in which the Lord was working, people came to him with all their discussions, with their questions, with their disagreements. children wouldn't say, Jesus, why this? Jesus, why that? Why do you do this? Or that they would they ask that? Why do you love me? Or did we ask for it? Young people also should prick their ears. And how do we know that you are Jesus? Or much less, what do we have to do for you? No congregation, these little children did not start quarreling, disputing, and arguing with the Lord. With the openness, receptivity, and naivety of a child, they were just right at peace with the Lord Jesus Christ. They heard the voice of someone speaking to them as no one ever has done before. So they didn't run away. The Lord didn't only speak to them, he also made them feel something. He put his hand on each of them and said, yes, he did what the parents asked for. Jesus blessed them. Now in Scripture, the laying on of hands is a beautiful sign that gesture makes visible, and it confirms the spoken word of the Lord Jesus. And it means that indeed, you belong to me. You belong to my flock. And thus, the Bible places such as and the text and the passages as Mark 10 clearly show that children, they are members of Christ's church. They are the lambs of God's, of Christ's flock. And we confess, of course, the same in Catechism question answer 74. And since the Reformation, the church made a beautiful choice also to quote even our text, Mark 10, in the baptism form of our little ones. And yes, when we witness a baptism, who knows how soon already, when we witness a baptism, we see parents presenting their children to the Lord. Then they ask, as it were, the parents ask, please, Lord, take them on your lap. Bless our children. Bless them. And so, loved ones, all of you, young and old, rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is speaking to you here in his house, in his church. You hear his voice, and by him, in his presence, then don't argue with him. Don't run away. Enjoy always to be with him here. And so, yes, children and youth of the church, let your questions or doubts not confuse you. Never say, well, I didn't ask for it. I didn't ask to be here. Or I didn't ask to be baptized. Never ever try to live with the Lord on your own terms. And what especially is important to notice in Mark 10 is it clearly shows that we, and we all, young and old, we need to be brought to the Lord. And if young, we are even carried to him. And so, loved ones, especially the youth, prick up your ears, listen carefully. Never ignore God's love gift at your baptism. Always remind yourself of the Lord's blessing by saying, and confirm, I am baptized. And parents, continue to talk with your children about what the Lord Jesus is doing for them. Continue to talk about baptism.
why they are baptized. Make that a constant talking item. Because you know, by talking to them, your children learn to talk.
It is true. I understand that many people from here in Almaty, they come from the place called Katwijk in the Netherlands. So if you talk Katwijks to them, then they will speak Katwijks. And if you speak English to them, they will speak English.
And then, by speaking to them, covenant language, faith language to them, your children, by God's grace, will also learn to speak that faith covenant language. They learn to talk then also with the Lord and know why they are baptized and have their baptism as a great comfort in their lives. You know the reformer Luther. Well, he was plagued by doubts and troubles in faith. Sometimes he trembled of fear before God. You know what then Luther did when he had this sort of bouts of uncertainties and doubts? He took pen and paper. What did he write on that piece of paper? I am baptized. You see, the great man Luther acted like a child, as a child, and reminded himself to the great blessing that he got from God as a baptized child of the Lord. The blessing of baptism assured that great reformer, writing now as a child, the Lord is near me. He will help me and he will keep me. He will let his light shine on me. He will give me peace. So indeed, parents, know that when you take your children along to church, then you bring them to the Lord that he may bless them. And children know that when mom and dad take you to church, then they bring you to the Lord Jesus so that you receive his blessings. That's what we learn from that story, from his action in Mark 10. We all, and children included, we are all special to the Lord Jesus Christ. Congregation, no doubt, those children with their parents went home happier than they had ever been. That's how we all may go home when in church we have heard the Lord speaking to us. And again, that the Lord gives us his blessing. A moment ago, I referred to Luther. Well, he could also be a stubborn man. He wasn't gentle with people. He was hard on them and even hard on themselves. And yet, in his work, he stayed a humble child of God. And this brings us to what the text says in verse 15. Assuredly, assuredly, truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter God's kingdom. Thus, Our Lord, our Savior's teaching is always approach me like a child. So come to me like a little child. So don't think that you can enter the kingdom like very important people, throwing around your weight, your own weight. Congregation, just think a moment about this question. Where in the Bible does the Lord focus the attention on our greatness or our superiority, saying, blessed are the great in spirit. Blessed are the important people. Blessed are the know-alls. You find it nowhere in Scripture. We know very well Jesus' humbling teaching, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5, the well-known Sermon on the Mount. And in the previous chapter 9, verse 37, the Lord makes clear by taking up a child in his arms that one only can receive him, be part of his kingdom, as a child, like a child. The same truth is presented by the Lord in our text. He, as it were, gives children a place of honor, that they are, so to speak, an example for the grown-ups. Example for those who think big of their own ego. As a congregation, let us understand the Lord's teaching well, that Jesus likes little children, that he receives them, that he takes them as examples for us. All that doesn't mean that our church life needs to become child-centered, much less that we have to act like children, behaving childish. No, here the focus is on the openness and receptivity of children. The point is that the kingdom of God must be received as a totally free gift, with all the ifs and buts. For you know, very well know, children receive a gift with great excitement, without thinking, oh, what now must I give in return? No, they just naturally and happily take what you give them. Furthermore, little children also depend on the wisdom and care of adults. They are carried in their arms. Well, in such a manner, people must accept the promise and the gifts of Jesus Christ. God is pleased with them, with simple faith, like children. Like children feel safe on your lap, and with your loving care, the care of his parents. And like the disciples needed the Lord's message, so do we all. We needed the repeated word of Christ as a revealing lesson that he himself admits us, the little ones included, he admits us in his lap. And his lap, that's his congregation, his church. Here, Christ admits and receives us. Here, he blesses and touches us as his children. At the occasion of every church service, he says, come to me. So here, so to speak, as his children, he takes all of us in his arms. And thus at this moment, and also this afternoon, and every Sunday again, his hands are on us, and he blesses us. Don't argue about it. Much less stay away for whatever reasons. Indeed, rejoice in being blessed by him, to be taken into his lap. Our Savior dearly treasures each one of us. And so when the Lord calls you to come, to let him to be embraced, embrace you, rejoice greatly to be in his presence. And as little children, let you be instructed in his ways. And he all gives us then a very important and glorious place in his kingdom. O Lord, whose word is firm and true, how blessed are those, your children, you yourself, indeed including the little ones, how blessed are those who are and feel comforted and comfort in the Lord, all those who trust in you. Amen.